house here in Rockport, and it is so cool. It is such a neat old building. I love the sound. It's awesome. And that balcony, isn't that the coolest balcony you guys have ever seen? The pictures that you saw, the paintings, my angel paintings, Feather in God's Wing is the name of the CD, and we have a lot of angel stories. That song, God Sends Angels, the first verse of that song talks about two little boys. You all know, a lot of you know that I'm from Maine originally, but see, I just said y'all, didn't I? I've been living down in Tennessee in Nashville for the last 20 years or so. And a lot of people don't realize that Nashville has actually become the next tornado alley. It's like the new tornado alley. We have had like 6 tornadoes in the last 4 years. It's been crazy. And this house actually is about a quarter of a mile from where I live. And there were two little boys that were asleep. They were like 6 and 8 years old. And they were sleeping soundly in the middle of the night. And they said that a glowing figure actually woke them from their sleep and took them downstairs to their parents' room. And as soon as they were downstairs and safe in their parents' room, the storm hit their house. The winds were 110 miles an hour that night. And it literally blew a hole. That was where the little boy's bedroom actually was in that picture. So had they not been awakened, they would have been killed, most likely. And when the news reporter came and talked to them, they said that it was an angel that woke them from their sleep and took them downstairs and saved them. So we think that's a pretty amazing story. This next song I'm going to do for you is called Waiting for the Wind, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's actually a picture of Sears for us, if you click on it.
All that I'll ever need.
fill these empty sails and bring about a change in me. And